I didn't get any more American than that.
Welcome to the barnyard. You got a pretty good mix of the livestock there. That was a good one.
Small town, small farm, small American, you know, hardworking pride.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the broadcast. It's Rosie on the House. Happy Memorial Day weekend. This is hour number three. No matter where in the great state you are listening to this broadcast, you can call 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you're out and about, make sure you are familiar with the affiliates that broadcast Rosie on the House. Take it with you throughout the state on your camping trip.
That's right.
And beyond. If you happen to just, let's say, be trolling for salmon in what river?
Portland on the Columbia River.
The Columbia River.
On the Columbia.
You could, if you had the right phone, you could have the KTAR app or you could have the iHeart app. And you could be streaming it, as I understand, certain people.
How do you think Rosie
who generally
is
are part of this broadcast?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a slacker. He's up there fishing for salmon on the
no
Columbia River.
No fish yet. We're hoping.
No fish yet.
At the last report, that was a little while ago. Yeah. So he's up in northwest, your neck of the woods.
Up in our neck of the woods. We're from Seattle. He's a little bit, about 180 miles south of us. Beautiful country.
I hear about it. I will make it there one day, but I haven't yet. So he's out there fishing with my brother who lives
in
Vancouver.
Portland.
He lives in Portland now. So hope y'all are having a great Oregon Saturday morning. I've never said that before. Because it's a great Arizona Saturday morning, and you can join the broadcast at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, focusing on American-made products in the last hour. Some great resources and links, and just a couple. I mean, we didn't even get to a third of what we were going to cover with that topic. So
we didn't ask Mark if he got any buses from Arizona. We were gonna, you know, he's got buses. What are they? 300.
Tour buses that, you know, people come in just to
I didn't push that question.
How cool is that?
I couldn't remember where all 300 came from if it was my store, so I didn't want to put him on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know if he keeps track of the geographic locations, but that's pretty cool, Sodori.
At rosieonthehouse.com, that's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. You go to the best of Rosie on the House, it's on the right-hand side, and just click the link, where can I find Made in American products? We put Mark's website on top. MadeInAmerica.com. I'm sorry, MadeInAmericaStore.com. Then there's a couple other resource links, Nuts and Bolts Foundation. That was pretty cool. You talked about education. That is a foundation to help teach kids mechanics, fabricating, metalworking.
Hoping to have people of our own to rebuild our infrastructure as
Absolutely.
It ages.
Million Jobs Project is another great link that talks about just what shifting 5% of your buying habits to American-made will do, not only in local economy, but in job creation. MadeInUSA.org is another great website. HowToBuyAmericanProducts.com, still MadeInUSA.com, USStuff.com, AmericansWorking.com, along with some local Arizona resources, including Local First Arizona, a lot of local businesses, not only buying American-made products. If you can find it in a locally owned store, that goes all that much faster or farther to keeping that money in the economy.
Absolutely.
One of the things, Flags Galore and More out of Flagstaff is on there. There's nothing that ekes me more than going and seeing either a flagpole or an American-made flag with a different made in, you know.
A different country.
Oh, man. That's just a slap in the face.
I'll put it back on the shelf and walk away.
Yeah.
I found a cool little store in Williams when we were there a couple weeks ago for the girls' rodeo, and it's Old Glory gifts and all American made. So it was really fun to walk in.
On Route 66.
On Route 66. How much more American could you want? And so we had just been to the hardware show. So I went in and I thanked them. And she said, you know, there are so many people who walk in here and thank us. And then they'll walk down the street to buy the same products we carry for $2 less. Mm. And it's just so short-sighted, you know, to buy something made somewhere else because you're going to save $2. Because in the long run, it costs all of us. So anyway, just if you're in those areas, be sure and shop them. And if you know of other stores in the state of Arizona that are American-made or even have an American-made section, Facebook us or call the call screener and let her know. We'd love to be able to feature them on our resource page as well.
Info at rosieonthehouse.com.
Yeah.
We'll include the listings.
We'd love to be part of that solution, getting people tagged in and tied into American-made products.
Mark also talked about his grill and that Americans love to eat. A lot of people after this broadcast will go out for a Saturday morning brunch or lunch or whatever we always do after the broadcast. We pick a restaurant. It cannot be a chain.
Locally owned and operated.
Has to be locally owned. And, I mean, we...
Lots to choose from. Lots of good food around here.
And that's one fun thing about being on in six different markets. And when we broadcast in those other markets for home shows or special events, you know, getting a local flavor for that region, it's amazing just even in this state how much food can differ from not just restaurant to restaurant, but town to town. And, you know, Mexican food in Green Valley is a whole lot different than Mexican food in Peoria.
You bring that up. We were at the Saba Home Show a month ago, and Jules and I, Jules is one of our sales gals with RosieOnHouse.com. She said, let's go across the street to Mexican food. I said, oh, okay. I was kind of tired and wanted to go back to the hotel, but she said, let's go over and, you know, have some Mexican. I said, okay. Boy, I tell you what, that was a hometown, homegrown. Mama was cooking in the back. It was the most fantastic meal, and it was just this little, call it a hole-in-the-wall place. But, oh, my gosh, the food was just wonderful, you know, and it was just, everybody was so attentive and so welcoming. And it was really cool.
Now, I am going to put you on the spot.
Yes, sir.
Because we have a lot of people listening in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have never been here or they're thinking Mexican for lunch— What was the name of it?
I don't remember the name of it, but I'll tell you, it's due south. You could throw a rock from the parking lot of the Tucson Convention Center.
I saw it. I was tempted to eat there.
Right across the street. I mean, it was not 50 feet from the convention center. Due south, right on the corner, and I do not remember the name. I'm sorry, but it was worth the trip to go see it.
Did you see a block wall with a bunch of candle wax on it?
Black one with a bunch of no, sir.
Right next to the convention center, there is a little prayer garden that people go light candles at.
Yes, sir.
Wax all over the ground, a little.
I do recall that now as we walked past. Yep. Little.
Because that's a very
grotto. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's down that street?
Down that street.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
All right. Very good.
Well worth the trip.
We'll get the name. We'll get our research team behind the scenes, and we'll have it here in this broadcast for you, because you can't have that kind of a buildup and then just go find it.
Go find it yourself.
We have a lot of that.
Right across
it. It looks like, sounds like, but I don't remember the name.
Looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, but it was one. It's worth the trip.
So, RosieOnTheHouse.com, right there, Made in America. Where can I find Made in America products? There's also a couple links to some stories that ABC News has done back in 2011 about a builder in Montana and Bozeman who was absolutely dedicated to building a house 100% with American-made products. And he went to the extent, Mark Gandahl, our host for our guest from last hour, was talking about everyone should have a garage.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, give us a call. We could probably help you get there. I've done a few of those in our time.
Yes, sir.
Every foundation that has a stem wall has a J-bolt. It's just like it says. It looks like it actually looks more like an L, but I think it's a J because when you bend that steel, it's kind of got that curve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a solid piece. They couldn't find J-bolts made in America.
Or nails, I heard, was a problem too. You know, the fasteners were a problem.
And they did find the nails.
They did.
And so what they did to stay true to their mission, they ordered the steel out of Utah, just steel rods, and they had a fabricator in Bozeman bend them all.
Bend them and thread them, huh?
And then got the engineer stamp for putting them in the
certification. So that's cool.
That's a fun, I don't know, that ABC story was, we watched it again yesterday, about 5 minutes.
Good story.
Very inspiring. It's, Mark said he doesn't go political, neither do we. I will just say, though, that politicians will never fix this. American citizens are what's going to save and help America. And this is the first step in making that. On his website, madeinamericastores.com, he says it very, I mean, great on his, your freedom to choose is your power to change.
So, and we are the economy. You know, nobody's going to fix this for us. We fix it ourselves, you bet.
All right. Now, the reason for the barn noise at the beginning of the program, and I'll tell you, we're not going to get all this covered either, the amount of material we have, but that's the good thing about Rosie on the House now in its 26th year of broadcasting is we'll have another Saturday. We could cover the rest or now with the, you know, this show went on before the internet mm-hmm. was around. But now with that, we have the additional information. You can go there and grab it. We're talking a little bit of wildlife today.
We are. We're talking, kind of started with the urban farm topic because that's something we love. And then we thought, well, maybe a little more Arizona specific. So we're doing a couple segments today. One is on attracting wildlife to your home. And the other one is edible desert plants that you can eat. So we're going to expand on those topics here this morning.
And starting off on that, KGUN9 in Tucson ran a story this morning just reminding people it's illegal to feed game. So what's the difference between attracting wildlife and attracting game? You know, javelinas are a game item. This is where it's very tricky. Classify quail in that, although it is a game. But how many people have a bird feeder that quail just naturally find?
Quail and dove?
They sell quail block. I don't think that they're included. But we're going to talk about those things because it's a lot to think about. You just can't get started without thinking about what could come in the future.
So you plant a garden, animals come.
And then the predators for those animals
exactly.
come. So what are the solutions to those things?
The food chain follows with the feeding, you add.
Well, there's a lot of game protected, too. So mm-hmm. if you draw something in, you don't want it to stay there, you're not going to get much help getting rid of it. So,
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U if you'd like to join the broadcast as well.